not surprisingly, in all things that seem to take place, politics always get mixed in. Sometimes you wish it wouldn't, but it does. And in this case, with protests and policy. And I thought it was interesting looking at, and this involves news coverage. The governor was in Detroit yesterday, participating, as you have some of those news stories. So, of course, the two major news outlets in Detroit, be they the published newspapers or the online content of the Detroit News and Detroit Free Press, were certainly covering the event. I think everyone knows editorially the Detroit Free Press will be your lean to the liberal viewpoint, and the Detroit News will be your lean toward the conservative viewpoint. You hope those viewpoints do not find themselves into the general news content that they produce. And I think on the whole, I don't think it does.
Oh, you're talking about the editorial
Right. But you hope that doesn't go. However, the coverage of the governor's visit yesterday was interesting. And now this is what I have seen online. There are stories I may have missed. That's why when I say this, don't take it to be gospel, that it is the exact truth. This is what I've discovered on my own. Maybe you've discovered differently. If you have, let me know. The Detroit Free Press had coverage of what was going on. And as part of the Free Press coverage, inside one of the stories, there was this mention of Governor Whitmer joining a march with faith leaders from across Metro Detroit alongside the marchers, most of whom wore masks in adherence to the governor's orders. That afternoon, Detroit Chief Public Health Officer Denise Fair called on protesters to wear masks and practice social distancing. The governor was marching, in some cases, side by side with protesters. That was inside a Detroit Free Press story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Detroit News ran a full separate story on its front page with the concern of the governor marching and not adhering to her own executive orders. So you had the Free Press with the story inside, the Detroit News running its own separate story. You know, I'm not questioning the stories. It's just interesting on the news outlet that one saw fit to run a full separate story. The other one included it inside the story, be that as it may. The Detroit News coverage talks about Governor Whitmer, who's voiced concerns about other demonstrations potentially spreading COVID-19, participated in a civil rights march with hundreds of people who did not follow social distancing rules as she stood shoulder to shoulder with some march participants. The Detroit News actually got a comment from Whitmer's spokeswoman, Tiffany Brown, who denied the governor had violated her own executive order, saying that people should remain 6 feet apart if participating in public gatherings. The governor took precautions for engaging in an outdoor activity, including wearing a mask, even though it's not required outdoors under the order. Nothing in her order, Brown said, did not violate her latest order because it states, nothing in these orders should be taken to abridge protections guaranteed by the state or federal constitution that includes the right to peaceful protests. So the governor's spokesperson is basically saying it was a free speech demonstration, and even whatever executive orders are issued, that should not stop people from participating and enjoying that right to do so.
Well, now the news said she did not wear a mask. Now, I'm sure I saw her wearing
she did.
A mask.
No, she was wearing a mask. Yeah, no, the news says she was wearing a mask. It wasn't social distancing.
Oh, okay.
The news did point out, though, that on the governor's website, it specifically says, and we've talked about this, the executive orders, what people are still supposed to do, especially if they're out in public places and closed. Persons may engage in expressive activities protected by the First Amendment within the state of Michigan, but still must adhere to social distancing measures recommended by the Centers of Disease Control, including remaining at least 6 feet apart from people outside the person's household, which the governor wasn't doing.
Yeah, no, she wasn't 6 feet
apart. Wasn't doing it at all. In fact, one lawmaker, what did I do with it? Took the opportunity. This goes back to the political side of it all. I think sent a tweet out with that picture of the governor along with the other leaders suggesting the social distancing orders of her own being ignored for a photo op. Politics. So that's where we are. Of course, it was just a couple of weeks ago that the concern was expressed from the governor when the protesters were on the lawn of the Capitol and not adhering to some of the social distancing and mask wearing about what that might do to future COVID-19 situations in the state of Michigan. And then this is being tossed it back at her. So, again, I'm just pointing out the policy, politics, and what was going on, and some of the coverage that you might have heard about. And now people have started to go back and forth, not just some of the political coverage I've seen, but also, of course, some of the social media comments from both sides now, pointing out the two different types of demonstrations, what they were both representing, and why one was different from the other, why it should be allowed or not be allowed for masks. So just as so it gets all jumbled together.
Well, there are so many dynamics that come into this, too. I mean, you know, the idea was to have unity, and so how do you tell people to stay away from me? And how is her walking and being 3 feet from someone different than a police chief hugging people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, that's we're pointing out this is what all parts of the ongoing conversation that people are having. I thought it was interesting to note from New York, kind of on the same situation, Governor Cuomo is actually advocating for anyone who are at protests that they should go get tested. His statement is, if you were at a protest, go get a test, please. The protesters have a civic duty here also. Be responsible and get a test. The governor is concerned that an estimated 20,000 people were demonstrating in New York. Which again, he's saying, okay, but you were there. And because of the way that you engaged in your protest and didn't social distance, please get tested because we don't know what's going to happen in New York now because of what's going on. And hopefully nothing emanates of the advancement of more COVID-19 cases. You know, that would be one of the distressing aspects to come out from what the march and all the unity was all about. But we'll see as these numbers will be tracked and the coverage will continue into the coming days. But it's all part of the conversation and the world that we are living in. We'll put links up to these stories for you on the Morning Team page as we're preparing to get that posted and up and running for your access today. And as we always say, you can be the judge forming your opinions and thoughts about the different coverage you hear and the discussions that we have and how you form your opinions.